This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Trump campaign is distancing itself from something a speaker said at a Trump rally last night in Madison Square Garden in New York. First, the AP's Donna Warder with what the former president said as he took the stage last night.
November 5th, 2024, 9 days from now, will be Liberation Day in America. It's going to be Liberation Day.
The Trump campaign had dubbed Sunday's rally as the event where he'd deliver his closing message. There were normal attacks on his Democratic opponent.
Kamala Harris is a train wreck who has destroyed everything in her path.
But there were also lewd and racist comments about Latinos, Jews, and Black people. Comedian and podcaster Tony Hinchcliffe.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Senior advisor Danielle Alvarez issued a statement saying, "This joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign."
While Donald Trump was in New York, Kamala Harris was in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
There are those who seek to deepen division, to spread hate, to sow fear, and to cause chaos, who suggest that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down, instead of what we know, the real measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you lift up.
McDonald's says testing has ruled out beef patties as the source of the outbreak of E. coli poisoning, so it'll bring back quarter pounders to hundreds of affected restaurants in the coming week. McDonald's says health officials think onions are the source. This morning, NATO is confirming that North Korean troops are being sent to Russia to fight Ukraine, with some already deployed. Egypt is proposing a two-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Four hostages in Gaza would be freed. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
You're not going to like this.
No, I can absolutely guarantee you I'm not going to.
Venom, The Last Dance, made $51 million in movie ticket sales domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. That's quite a drop-off from the first movie, which opens with $80.2 million, and the second one, which opened with $90 million. However, The Last Dance is the number one movie this weekend. Last week's top film, Smile 2, drops to second. Conclave, starring Ralph Fiennes overseeing the election of a new pope, opens in third place. The Wild Robot is number four, and We Live in Time is fifth. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. local time next Sunday, November 3rd, which means you should set your clock back an hour before you go to bed. Standard time will last until March 9th, when we'll again spring forward. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.